Each of us needs to stop and remember the cross, for it is here that we discover the price Christ was willing to pay for us. The cross is here now, as Living Christ Evangelical Ministries LESEM presents Living with Eternity in View with Reverend Charles Oluwaseye Oduwole, General Overseer, Living Christ Evangelical Ministries LESEM. Receive his words through his anointed son.
Which has brought us together in this episode of Living with Eternity in View. It is my prayer that your life will never remain the same after this word of life that is coming your way. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you, we appreciate and honor your name for the grace given to us even to be together in this episode. I ask, O God, let heaven be opened upon your word and give your people understanding and let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have prayed. Today, by the grace of God, we are still going to continue with our series, Beware of Deceitfulness of Riches. Riches has a lot of deceit out there in the world going on all around today. Many people have been deceived and they have put their hands into so many things. If you have put your hands into such things, you need to repent. That is one of the essence of this message. And if Satan is already deceiving you, you are in the process of getting into such thing, of belonging into such evil carcass. You need to withdraw. You need to retract. You need to retrace your step back to God. May God help us in Jesus' name. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. It says, but they that will be rich shall fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Praise the living Jesus. Bible says here, that those who want to be rich by all means, we fall into many temptations and snare. Temptations and snare, which will lead them to destruction and perdition. It is my prayer for you, my dear listener, that the riches you are running after will not lead to your destruction at the end of the day. So you need to be very careful how you get rich. You need to be very careful what and what you are getting involved in order to be rich. There are some ways, there are some things that you can do in order to get rich that will not, you know, that will not end you, that will not end well with you. Though you may have these riches, all of a sudden as you desire it. But the truth I want you to understand is that it will not last. You want to become big boy all of a sudden. You want to be known everywhere all of a sudden. You just finish school, you just finish secondary school or polytechnic, you are just a school leaver. You have not even worked at all. I want to be doing what those who have been working for years are doing. You want to build the house they built overnight. You want to buy the same car they have labored to buy overnight. It will not work like that. Though you may have it, but I want you to understand one thing, that the end of it will not be well. So, be very careful. Today, many people out there listening to me, all of these terrible things that people are doing have their consequences. Destruction, perdition, sorrow will end it for anyone that gets involved in things like 419. If you're a 419er, you may have the money suddenly, but it is not a cause. It is a law of God. It is a word of God. The end of it will not be well. Yahoo, Yahoo. The end of Yahoo, Yahoo will not be well. There is another one they call Yahoo Plus today. You know, many young guys out there are into so many occult practices. They are into so many sacrifices and rituals just because they want to make money. There are a lot of ritual killing going on today in our society, because somebody wants to get rich. There are a lot of kidnapping going on today because of somebody wants to get rich. There are a lot of armed robbery going on today. Even some people who even use themselves because they want to make money. So, the end of it, according to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, the end of it is destruction. The end of it is perdition. The end of it is many sorrows. All of these things are temptation and snare that Satan has lured you into. You need to desist from it. The latest one that is going on today now, you know, is using the dispatch. You know, all of a sudden, these satanic practices have overtaken our society. Ladies' pint are being missed in the hostel. Ladies' pint are being missed in houses. You know, it's so bad to the extent that what we are hearing about this is terrible. I want to encourage you today. Ladies out there, you say you are doing wrongs. Wrongs will destroy you. Wrongs is a modern way of saying prostitution. Wrongs means prostitution. Your parents send you to school and you turn yourself to a prostitute. Just because you are not contented. Just because you want to live large. Just because you want to have money. Just because you want to ride car. You become a prostitute overnight. I want you to know that you are destroying your life. You are destroying your future. By the time you realize it, it will be too late for you. But I want to encourage you today. This word is coming to you because God wants to rescue you. God has sent me to you today. So that you can stop these dangerous things. So that you can stop destroying your life. Bible says, he that maketh to be rich shall not be innocent. That is, you will face the consequences of it. That is, you will not go unpunished. That is to say, Satan will deal with you at the end of the day. The Bible says, there are ways that seemeth good to a man. But the end of it is death. What you are doing today may seem good to you, but I want you to understand the end of it is death. Why not stop this nonsense and allow God to have his way in your life? Repent of that evil. Come back to God with total repentance of heart and he will surely forgive you. Wait for him to do it for you in his own time. May God bless you as you do that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Stop Yahoo Yahoo. Stop 419. Stop Yahoo Plus. Stop ritual killing. Because you want to get money, it won't last. May God bless you as you heed that warning from God today. In Jesus' wonderful name. You've heard the word of God. I want to encourage you. One of the steps you can take to correct your wrong is to give Jesus Christ your life and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Therefore, I want to pray this prayer after me. Say, Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, I am a sinner. Please forgive me my sins. Today, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Today, I am born again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father Lord. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you forgive everyone out there who have prayed this prayer. Let their sins be forgiven and their names, oh God, be written in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Until we meet again next week.
Worship with us at any of the branches closest to you. Lesem Ekwang, Afieki Quarters by Newton Street Ekwang. Lesem Mami Market 1, New Kingdom Ami Barak. Lesem Oruguru, Railway Line by Uborode Road, Oruguru. Lesem Ugoton, by Transformer off Omadina Road, Ugoton Town. Lesem Port Harcourt, along NTA Road, Rumwa Logu, along Okewali Road. Lesem Olige, number 10, Agidi, Igbanke, Edo State. Lesem Agbo, number 6, Liver Sami House, Agbanta, Ekuku Agbo. For counseling and prayers, please call 080-3354-3397 or email us on livingwitheternity@yahoo.com. Come and see what God has written about your destiny.